me and I'm at it. Feels weird speaking into this. I'm glad to be clean today. I'm glad I haven't used, and I've had a good day. You know, thank God I've been at work all day, you know, because it's given me less time to think about this chair. But the moment I left work, you know, I started thinking. And I've kind of learned what to do in this program. When I come here, I've kind of learned what to do in order to treat what's wrong with me. First time I came to NA, it was about 5 years ago. And, you know, just a couple of years, 2 years, I've been clean. And previous to that, it was a struggle to try and get clean. I was going in and out of institutions, and nothing was working. Previously, going back a bit, you know, when I grew up, when I was growing up, my experience was I was just full of fear. I'm feeling just like low self-esteem, not feeling good enough, and approval seeking from everybody. And that's how it was. And, you know, this was like a really deep level feeling of loneliness. You know, I could be amongst people and still feel lonely. And and self-obsessed, you know. At the time, I reckon I thought it was me just being shy or fearful, you know, but what I've come to learn, come to understand, and I know, it's self-obsession. And I think I first picked up a drug, which was alcohol, when I was about 11 or 12, and I can remember, you know, like family occasions, you know, family would get together and, you know, people who are usually quite quiet would come alive. And I was watching that. And in time to come, that's what I did, you know, I started to use alcohol and, you know, I liked what it done to me. Changed the way I felt, and I could be the person I wanted to be. And from that point onwards, you know, the drugs changed. And but it was all about trying to seek that same feeling, and that's what I did. You know, in the early days, I enjoyed using. You know, I really did. And when it was good, it was good. And you know, I could still have some form of life going on. You know, and I was working in the hotel and restaurant business, and that was quite demanding, long hours, and I was using drugs then to kind of cope as well. And that went on for a long while. But, you know, like the story is, and I hear it all the time, and it just progressed. My life got smaller, and my using became more. You know, it's just like ways and means to get more. And that's what I set about to do. And tried to control my using, and nothing ever worked. You know, I'd have drugs in front of me, and I'd be still thinking about more drugs. I tried to hide drugs from myself, which weren't too successful. Tried selling drugs, and you know, I'd use more than I'd sell. It just nothing worked, and but I didn't really recognise what was going on at the time, and it went on for a long time. And my parents died, and my using got more, and got to a point where, you know, I eventually started to ask for help. It took me a long time to ask for help, but I eventually started to ask for help. And I was going to a drop-in centre up in North London, and eventually I went into treatment. This is 5 years ago. It was in South London, and it was therapeutic. And I kind of went through there, and then I kind of just got to talk about some childhood issues, which are quite problematic, and it was quite helpful. And I left there, you know, believing, you know, just putting under drugs was the answer, and I can get on with my life. And, you know, and I started to do a college course. I started a relationship quite early. and I believe that's all I needed, you know. I put on a bit of weight, you know, I was exercising, wasn't smoking a cigarette, and you know, I felt that, you know, I was okay and I can just kind of get on with life. What happened for that next year and a half of not using, but still with my own behaviours, it was quite painful. You know, I was in a relationship and I was just moving from one self-gratification occasion to another. That's all I can really explain it, you know. If it wasn't about cars or holidays, money or sex, you know, it was just from one thing to another, in order to try and fix this sense of emptiness within me. And things would be okay for a while, and you know, when that certain something kind of didn't feel like it was doing it for me, I'd move on to something else. And eventually I led me back to using. That second period of using was like really painful. Drugs stopped working very quickly. And I was just stuck in that cycle of not being able to stop. Really wanting to stop and I couldn't stop. And you know, just like I could see things just falling away from me. You know, the things which I kind of built up during that time of not using, you know, I was just losing them. And just in a lot of pain, not wanting to use, but still using, and not knowing any way out. Like I said, I was in treatment before, and I was aware of people who was coming to this fellowship. I'd gone to a few meetings when I was kind of just not using drugs, and I got scared. I came in and I was kind of quite judgmental, you know, we talk about, you know, to look for the similarities and not the differences. I look for the differences, and I was judging people. I didn't believe anybody was like me, and I felt, you know, what I had in terms of, you know, relationship and what I had going on, that was enough and I was going to be okay. And so I kind of visited NA and didn't really hear anything either. That was my experience. But you know, like I said, when I was kind of reaching, going towards that rock bottom of you know, I'd remember those people in this fellowship as they clean, and I've always had to kind of just been removed from my area, from wherever I am, and just I need to be locked away to get clean. And so I went into treatment again in December as a 12-step treatment centre, and that's where it started for me, you know. I went there broken, lost, hopeless, no ideas, and in need of help. Again, I asked for help, and through the process of asking for help, you know, NA came into my life. And whilst I was there, it was a requirement that we go to three meetings. And I remember, you know, when I first went into treatment, I was trying to work it out, you know, I was trying to think my way into this, trying to understand it, analyse it, even though I was hearing, you know, it's a programme of action. Thank you. You know, when I was able to kind of get past the analysing part and start really listening, you know, started to hear the message. And whilst I was there, like I said, there were three meetings a week we needed to go to as a minimum, and I did that. It's quite fortunate to kind of some people who were in front of me, you know, when I was in that treatment centre, who were just in my way in terms of, you know, this person's here to help you. My key worker was a significant person in my recovery, and I got some good guidance from him. you know, and I got a sponsor whilst I was in treatment. I didn't do any work with him, I just kind of just kept some communication going on. And once I left there, you know, I just started to work the steps. I went to meetings on a regular basis, and did service. I did all the things which are suggested here, you know, because I just didn't want to go back to where I came from, and I just knew if I didn't do what I need to do here, that's the result, you know, I'll go back. I got that. Yeah, so you know, I've done, you know, and this meeting is here is quite significant for me as well, you know, because it was really important for me to just try and listen. without thinking, you know, what am I going to share back? What am I going to share back? You know, and I thought this meeting is quite handy for that. You know, I can just listen. And like I said, I've done service and I've done a year on the helpline. That was brilliant. You know, it really gave me a lot. And other service positions as well. And my life's turned around, you know. 2 weeks, I celebrated 2 years. And this is a result of coming here and doing the work and continuing to do the work. I'm just grateful for what I've got in my life. You know, I'm able to kind of, just, I'm employable. You know, I'm at work at the moment, I'm on placement, and I'm doing stuff which I didn't think was possible. And it's all as a result of coming here. And yeah, it's great. I'm trying that, man. If anyone's new to this program, you know, just get on board, give it a go. The suggestions are all the same. You know, you hear them at every meeting. And just do them in their entirety, because from my experience it works. Leave it there.